Good. It's good to be with you. And we are going to continue. I think I only have a couple of more messages in the series that I've been doing with you once a month on the fruit of the Spirit out of Galatians chapter 5. And so tonight we're going to continue in that. And we're going to talk about the idea of patience.
我们继续来探讨我们圣灵所结的果子。这是记载在加拉太书的第五章。那今天晚上我们所要讨论的是圣灵的果子是忍耐。
And so let's get right into our notes. I think I forgot to look, but I think as always, my points are in your bulletin, and so you can follow along here tonight. But this phrase, be patient, comes from a combination of two Greek words, makros, which means far away or slow, and thumos, which means anger, heat, or rage.
我们知道英文的这个单词要有忍耐，是由两个希腊的词汇组成的。第一个希腊的词汇的意思是要远离或者是缓慢的意思。那第二个希腊的词汇就表示是要怒气，有怒气和愤怒的意思。
And so for our purposes tonight, as we look at this idea of patience, the word makrothumia in Greek means that we are slow to become angry or slow to become mad.
所以对于我们今天晚上讨论来说，这个两个希腊的词汇放在一起的意思就是不轻易的发怒。
And it's really the idea of making sure that we don't get upset or angry over some little irritations that are a part of really everyday living.
那也就是说我们要保证我们在我们的生活当中，尽管有时候会遇到各种各样的小的刺激或者小的挫折，但是我们不会因此而轻易发怒。
And as we're looking at this whole idea of developing our character through this series, and when we read this passage in Galatians, we come to the understanding that if the Spirit of God is in control of us, at times when we're less than patient or our impatience, our anger then, our slow anger, can be under control. It can be under control if we're living by the fruit of the Spirit.
当我们再一起来探讨我们如何能够培养我们的好的品格，特别是当我们在读加拉太书的时候，我们就看到如果我们能够活在基督里，我们就可以不轻易的发怒，我们的不耐心不耐烦就会在控制当中。
And if you're anything like me, there are times in life when you just become a little impatient. You take an inventory of life, and there are some days when I know I just kind of throw up my hands and I say, well, you know, I just kind of failed at patience today, and it could be for whatever reason, and maybe you're the same way.
但有时候我们查看我们的内心，或者是我们有时候来检视我们自己的生活的时候，有时候我真的会发现，我有时候甩甩手说，我今天又在忍耐的这个功课上，我又失败了。
And tonight I want us to ask and then answer two simple questions. The first one is, why is it so difficult to develop patience? And the second one is, how do we become more patient?
今天晚上我要探讨的是两个问题，就是第一，就是为什么我们很多时候我们都会不耐烦呢？第二，就是我们如何能够培养我们忍耐的，学习我们忍耐的功课。
Colossians 3:12 tells us that we are to clothe ourselves with patience. And if you and I don't consciously surrender to Jesus on a daily basis, then we'll express these fleshly flaws instead of the fruit of the Spirit. And so we want to look at why or how we can operate in the fruit of the Spirit.
我们看到在哥罗西书的第三章也提到说，既然你们是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的，就要穿戴怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。这就告诉我们说，我们要如何在我们生命当中才能培养我们一个忍耐的品德。
And so the first question tonight is, why is it so difficult to develop patience?
那第一个问题就是为什么我们在我们生活当中我们如此之难的能够培养我们一个忍耐的品德呢？
I think the first answer for that is because it goes against human nature.
第一个原因就是因为它违反我们人的好像一个本性。
From the moment that we were born, we want things taken care of right away. When a baby wakes up in the middle of the night and is hungry, it doesn't just lie there and think, you know, I know mom and dad are tired, so I'll just wait until breakfast time. They want their food right then and there.
因为当我们人一出生的时候，我们就希望所有的事情能够很快地得到解决。就像一个小孩子，当他晚上醒来的时候，他肚子饿的时候，他不会想着说爸爸妈妈很辛苦了，会等到早上再来吃，他会立刻就会哭起来，希望得到大人的关注。
And even when the baby needs its diaper changed, and she cries often about that. And so we are, certainly my illustrations, I hope they're not all baby illustrations now, but the baby demands attention. And I think that our human nature also demands attention. And there are times when I wonder if even as adults, we're not that much different than kids that cry when we don't get the attention or the thing that we want immediately.
那小 baby 当他们需要换尿片的时候，他们也会很快会哭起来，需要得到大家的这个关注。我们可以看到，其实有很多一些小孩子的例子都可以来说明这个问题。我在想说，我们其实大人的话跟小孩子可能也没有什么太大的差别。我们很多时候就想要很快的让我们的问题得到解决，就想很快的得到大家的关注。
This idea of developing patience is difficult, friends, because it goes against our natural way of how we tend to operate our lifestyles.
那要培养一个忍耐的功课不容易的第二个原因也是因为要忍耐跟我们平时我们生活的方式和我们如何来工作我们如何来生活有很大的冲突。
And then the second reason why I think it's difficult for us to develop patience is because it's contrary to our culture.
那它也和我们的文化我们生活所处的文化也不同。
Now, I'm not entirely sure about the Chinese culture, so I'm going to be speaking but I am sure about the American culture, I will say that. And so we as Americans tend to be rather impatient. And I don't know how that crosses for you, since you are Americans, but you're also Chinese. I'm not sure how that relates, but I don't know.
我不知道中国的文化是怎么样，但是我了解美国的文化。我知道我们美国人按照我们美国的文化，我们很多时候我们都会有不耐心。那我不知道这个大家是既是美国人也是中国人，不知道大家这个方面的是什么情况。
A number of years ago, I took a group of adults and teens on a missions trip to the Bahamas, and we arrived on a Sunday, and we were expected to go to church that night.And to be honest with you, we were absolutely exhausted from our trip that day, and we really didn't feel like going. We weren't prepared to go, but our missions host was persistent, and he demanded that we immediately get ready for the 7 o'clock service that night.
几年前呢，我带了一个短宣队去巴哈马。我们到达的时间呢是星期天。那我们那个时候呢，有预备说要去星期天的晚，他们那边晚上的聚会。但是其实那天我们到的时候非常的疲劳。我们其实真的是很不想去，但是当地的这个短宣的他们的主人呢，非常的坚决固执，一定要我们去参加他们晚上七点钟的聚会。
And our host was really a gracious guy, but he knew that for us to be late would be inappropriate. And so from our hotel to the church where we were serving for that week was about 45 minutes away.
那个接待我们的当地的短宣的人的话呢，他是一个非常好的人。他认为我们如果晚到的话，对我们是非常的不好。因此，他要求我们能够按时到。那我们所住的旅馆到聚会的地点大概有45分钟的路程。
And so, because we were guests of him and serving in, I want to say another country, although it was the Bahamas. Sometimes we have to do those tough missions trips. But we went to our hotel and we quickly found out that our air conditioners in our rooms didn't work.Our showers were kind of a hit and miss, but nonetheless, all 20 of us, we hurried and we boarded that bus as soon as we possibly could.
我们在当地在巴哈马，我们住在一个旅店里面。但是我们在我们准备的时候呢，我们发现那个地方的有时候空调房间的空调不工作，而且房间里的洗澡的水呢，有时有，有时没有。但是不管怎么样，我们还是克服了很多的困难。我们在20分钟之内，我们就准备好了，我们就登上了要去教会的汽车。
And the girls and the ladies on our trip, they were just a complete disaster. Their hair wasn't just right. They were very emotional about all the travel that we had been experiencing so far for the last... And on that trip, we broke down in our church van in North Carolina. So there was a whole host of things going on. The guys looked like they had just jumped into the pool and out of the pool because of the sweat that was on them. And it was just kind of an awkward, horrible moment.
那一天的话，因为我们时间非常的紧。那我们看到当那里的所有的女生呢，看上去的样子也很糟糕，而且非常的有情绪。那因为我们在当时的时候，我们去的路上，我们在北卡的时候，我们的车子也出了故障。然后那男孩子呢，他们看上去就像刚刚从游泳池里面跑出来一样，因为汗的缘故，浑身都湿透了。
And so we got on the bus, we hurried, and we arrived just before 7 o'clock in time for church. We were so excited that we were on time. And we went into the church, and there were 2 to 3 people there.
但是当我们到了那个地方，在七点钟之前，两三分钟的时候我们到了。但是我们到了以后呢，我们发现在整个教会里面大概就只坐了两三个人。
And we thought that was a little bit strange, and so we waited until 7:15, and by that time, there were now 5 to 10 people waiting.
我们觉得有点奇怪，我们就耐心地等了一下。到了七点一刻钟的时候，我们发现哦，多了几个，大概有5到10个人。
7:30 came by, and a few more. And at this point, because we had been so hurried and we had been pushed, we were starting to get a little irritated and impatient about what was taking place that night.
到了七点半的时候，好像又多来了两个人，因为我们大家都是非常匆忙的，急着赶到这个地方来，所以我们看到人不够，人不多的时候，我们的内心就有会了有些怨气。
I think it was about quarter. I actually meant to bring a picture of this tonight, but I remembered it a little bit too late to scan it in. About 7:45, 10 minutes to 8, church service started at 7, the pastor of the church showed up.
大概在7:45的时候，其实我们知道我们刚才说我们的聚会应该是7点钟开始，大概到了7:45、7:50的时候，教会的牧师才刚刚的出现。
And then around 8 o'clock or so, maybe just a little bit after, we finally had enough people to start church, and so we did.
我们大概到了八点钟，或者刚刚过了八点钟以后，我们终于有了大概满满一屋子的人，我们可以开始我们当天的敬拜。
And on the outside, all 20-something of us, we were smiling and putting on the church face. But inside, every single one of us were dealing with an incredible amount of impatience.
在我们的外表看来，我们这20来个人的一个团队，我们外表看来的好像还是很喜乐的样子，但是我们的内心当中，我们都在非常的有这样的生气，而且也非常的不耐烦。
We did not come from a relaxed culture at all, and so when we got down there to the Bahamas, they were on Bahama time. They were not on our time. They were on Bahama time.
我们来的这个文化呢，不是一个很放松的一个文化，但是我们到了巴哈马以后，我们发现那里是巴哈马式的文化，而不是我们美国式的文化。
And this is one of the reasons why it's so difficult for Americans to develop patience is because it's quite contrary to our culture, and we become quickly impatient when even in something as silly as this, we become impatient often in our lives.
这就是为什么我们美国人，我们有时候很难能够培养我们一个忍耐的功课，因为在我们的文化当中，这跟我们的文化是相冲突的。我们很多的时候为了一些小的事情，我们就开始会变得不耐烦。
We ended up having a great service, but I just wanted to share that story because we were so driven, and yet so impatient about what time we actually were supposed to start. But I think tonight that the third reason why it's difficult is because of pride and selfishness and anger.
那我想说那天我们的聚会其实是一个非常好的聚会，但是我们那天内心中也有很多的一些不耐烦。那第三个原因呢，我们很难培养我们一个忍耐的品德的原因，就是因为我们的内心的骄傲和我们的自私。And
it's difficult for us to develop this idea of, or characteristic of patience in our lives because of some pride issues, because of some selfish issues perhaps, and what happens is those three things can just choke out the fruit of patience in our lives.
那我们刚才提到说，我们可能会有骄傲的原因，可能我们内心当中也会有一个自私的原因，不论是骄傲还是自私的原因，都会剥夺我们内心当中能够发出的忍耐的这样的一个品德。
Then the fourth reason why it's difficult to develop patience is because we want instant gratification.
那第四个原因就是说我们希望 什么事情都能够立刻的达到目的，立刻的见效。
Many of us, we're on the fast track. We're kind of in a rat race in work and in life. And we're in a world of fast food and quick prints and expressways, 10-minute oil changes, instant cameras, and microwaves. Isn't that true?
因为我们在生命生活当中，我们需要什么的事情都非常的快。比如说我们在快餐的时代，我们打印东西也要快速的打印。 我们也喜欢10分钟就能够把机油换好，而且我们也希望一下就能够热好食物的我们的这个微波炉。
And I'm not sure what they were selling, but a TV commercial slogan from a few years ago had this as kind of their theme for the entire commercial, and it was this phrase, instant gratification, and they were marketing to our needs, your needs and my needs, and it was the idea that we can have what we want, when we want, and how we want it. Why? Because they know that we oftentimes live an impatient life, and we want stuff immediately.
我不知道大家有没有看过，但是我记得以前有一个电视上的有一个这样的广告，那最后呢就有说的就是你的需要能够得到立刻的满足。我们知道说我们每一位人都很希望我们自己的需要能够得到立刻的满足，按照我们自己的方式能够得到满足。
And then the fifth reason why it's hard for us to develop patience is because we tend to think that impatience is a virtue.
那最后第五个原因的话，就是我们很多时候我们认为好像不耐烦的话是一个好像一个优点。
I've heard people say this from time to time, maybe you have as well. Well, you know, I may be impatient, but at least I get things done.
很多时候你可能很多时候你可能听人家说到说啊，也许我好像缺乏耐心，但是我可以把这个事情给做好。
By definition, impatience is not a virtue, it is slow anger.
我们知道说缺乏耐心它不是一个美德。它只是一个很容易，就是容易来发怒。
And so those are just a few reasons why it's difficult for us to develop this characteristic of patience. But I want to ask and then answer a second question tonight. And this question is, well, how then do we become more patient?
那今天晚上我想跟大家探讨的第二个问题就是说，我们如何才能够培养我们的品德，让我们更加的有耐心，能够更加的来忍耐。
I think the first way that we can develop patience is this.We need to make a decision to control it.
那第一条就是我们要有这样的决心，做这样的一个决定来控制我们自己。
Proverbs 16:32 out of the Living Bible says this, It is better to be slow-tempered than famous, and it's better to have self-control than to control an entire army.
在箴言的第16:32这样说到，要不轻易的发怒，胜过勇士。
And here we have two decisions that we need to make. Letter A, we can choose to fly off the handle at the little things in life or get really, really upset quickly. Or we can determine to wait on God and go at His pace and not speed up and to get ahead of God at all.
我们可以有两种完全不同的事情来做。第一个，决定来做。第一个的话就是可能我们会为一些很小的事情来发怒。第二个的话呢，可能是我们会决定说，我们来等候神，我们按照神的时间，按照神的速度来办事。
And we need to understand that the fruit of patience will help us to trust in God's timing for our life.
我们知道，我们属灵的果子里面这个忍耐的这个果子，可以帮助我们能够相信，我们信赖神的时间。
Have you ever been in a situation when you've said to yourself or to perhaps a friend or your spouse, you know, I just can't help myself. You don't understand. I mean, when it happens, it happens, and I just blow up. I can't control it. That's the way God made me. Have you ever said that to yourself when it comes to this issue of patience?
不知道你有没有跟你的朋友这样说过，或者听人家这样说过？就有时候你会说啊，我真的是没有办法来控制，我真的是毫无办法。这事情一再一再的发生，于是我就把事情给搞砸了。你是不是有说这样的话给你的周围的朋友呢？
Here's the truth for us tonight. God did not make us to be impatient. God did not put a seed of impatience in us.
你可能会说神就是这样造我的，我就是这个样子。但是其实神不是这样的，神没有把不耐烦的这样的一个种子放在你的心中。
There was a man who noticed a lady in a grocery store with her 2-year-old one day in a cart.
有一天呢，有一个女士带着一个两岁的小孩子在一个超市买东西。
The child had asked for cookies and her mother said no, and so the little girl began to cry loudly.
那这小孩子呢就要吃饼干，但是她妈妈说不行，然后小孩就开始哭起来。
And the mother said, "Now, Missy," patiently said, "Now, Missy." We're halfway done and it won't be long. And then the same thing happened in the candy aisle. And this time the little girl kicked and screamed.
这个时候呢，她妈妈就说Missy, 我们就快要买完东西了，就快要买完东西了。然后他们到了糖果的这个卖糖果的地方的时候，小女孩又开始哭闹起来。
And the mother said, there, Missy, only 2 more aisles and then we'll be done. And at the checkout counter, the child reached for the gum and when her mom said no, She began to scream louder than ever.
那他在堂哭那边说开始哭了的时候，他妈妈就说：“哎呀，Missy， 我们就快要就可以还有十分钟，我们就可以做完了。”然后他们到了开始要付账的时候，小女孩更加的苦恼起来，因为她要去拿那个口香糖。她妈妈说：“啊，要等一下，我们就快要做完了，就快要做完了。
”And the mother said patiently again, "Missy, we'll be through this checkout stand in 5 minutes, and then we can go home and we can both have a nice nap."
他在付账的时候，小孩子哭的时候，他妈妈就说：“啊，我们再过五分钟，我们就可以付好账，我们就可以回家了，我们就可以有一个很好，可以睡一个午觉。”
The man who had noticed them previously followed them out to the parking lot, and he complimented the woman, and he said, "You know, I couldn't help noticing how patient you were with little Missy."
那有一个先生，他看到了所有的一切的事情，然后他就跟随他们到了停车场。他对他赞扬这个女士说：“他说，哎呀，我真是很佩服你，你所刚才对小孩子真是很有信心，很有耐心。”
And the mother replied, "Well, thank you, but my little girl's name is Francine. My name is Missy."
然后，但是他妈妈就说：“啊，他说我真是很感谢你的赞扬的话，但是其实呢，我的女孩，我的小女孩，她的名字叫 Francine， 我才是 Missy。”
And what was happening was the mother was choosing. She was choosing.To control her anger. And friends, as we're learning how to become more patient, we have to make a decision to control that slow anger or that impatience.
我看到这个地方，这个妈妈做妈妈的，她其实在那个时候，她想要控制她自己的情绪，她要学习怎么样能够让自己不那么样的发怒。
And then the second thought for us here, under this question of how do we become more patient is this.Friends, we need to know what's at stake.
那下一个我们要想如何知道来让我们有耐心的话，我们要知道说有些什么样，如果不耐心的话，会有些什么样的后果。
Anger, if you look at the lettering, anger is only one letter away from the word danger.
其实我们看英文的时候，我们知道怒气这个英文单词和危险这个单词只差了一个字母。
And the Bible is very specific about the damage that can be done by uncontrolled anger. And I want to share some verses with you under this point here tonight.
圣经当中有很多的经文非常清楚明白地告诉我们如果我们有没有办法控制的怒气的话会带来什么样的结果。
Proverbs 15:18 says this, Hot tempers cause arguments.
在箴言的十五章十八节说暴怒的人挑起争端。
I've heard it said this way before, maybe you have too. And I heard the phrase from a pastor, and he was speaking about his church board, and giving an example there one day, and he said, when your voice increases, your intelligence decreases.
我听到有一个，你可能也许也听过，以前听到一个牧师跟他们的执事会在说的是说，他说当你的声音提高的时候，你的其实你的智慧就下降了。
And there's something that takes place in our brain that when we're at the height of an argument and when that comes, our ability to think properly is lessened.
就在我们争论的时候，在我们的脑海里面会发生一些变化，当我们的争吵升级的时候，我们的思考思辨的能力就会下降。
We have to know what's at stake. And Proverbs 14:29 says that anger causes us mistakes.
我们必须要知道，如果我们容易有没有办法控制的怒气的话会有什么样的后果在箴言的14章有这样说性情暴躁的大显愚顽
Proverbs 14 says that people with hot tempers do foolish things. How many of you know somebody who has a hot temper? Okay, only two people dared to raise their hand. All right.
14章还有提到说轻易发怒的行事愚顽我们这里有没有谁是很容易发怒的呢
And then Proverbs 11:29 says,The fool who provokes his family to anger and resentment will finally have nothing worthwhile left.
在箴言的十一章二十九节说，扰害己家的必承受清风。
And then a similar verse to all of these, Proverbs 29:22 says, "A hot-tempered man starts fights and gets into all kinds of trouble."
那在二十九章的二十二节也说，好气的人挑起争端，暴怒的人多多犯罪。
We don't want to get in trouble. We don't want to do foolish things. We don't want our families and our friends to turn away from us. And so under this point of how we can become more patient, friends, we need to know what is at stake and so that we don't fall into the trap of being impatient with people to the point where they leave us.
我们不想做错误的事情，我们不想让我们自己或者让我们的家人陷在困难当中。如果有这样的想法的话，我们就要一定的明白，如果我们是没有缺乏耐心的人，我们会带来什么样的后果。
And then the third way that we can become more patient is this. We need to make sure that we think before we act.
那第三个可以让我们能够培养有耐心的，就是我们行动之前，我们必须要思考。
Proverbs 29:11 says this, A fool gives vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control.
我们这里看到说发怒的人行事愚顽，然后聪明的人会让一切的事情能够在控制当中。
One day, a trucker sat down to eat at an all-night restaurant.
有一天呢，有一个开大卡车的人，他在一个地方用餐，在一个餐馆用餐。
The waitress had just served him his meal when three guys riding in on Harley Davidson motorcycles showed up and swaggered into the local diner.
那这个时候呢，有三个骑摩托车的人呢，就来到了这个餐馆，他们就进了这个餐馆。
One of the bikers grabbed the man's hamburger, another biker took a fistful of his french fries, and then the third biker picked up his coffee and he began to drink it.
那其中有一个呢就开始抓起这开卡车人的这个三明治就吃起来，另外一个呢抓着他的这个炸薯条也吃起来，另外一个就拿起他的咖啡喝了起来。
And the trucker responded with great patience.
那这个开卡车的司机呢，他非常耐心地看着这一切。
He calmly got up from the table. He picked up his check. He walked to the front of the restaurant. He put his money on the cash register and he headed out the door.
他站起身来，他拿着他的账单，然后到前面去，他付了账，然后就出去。
And the waitress watched as his big truck drove off into the night.
那个招待呢，就看着这个司机开着他的大卡车离开了。
And when she returned, one of the bikers said to her, "Now you know he wasn't much of a man, was he?"
当这个招待他回来了以后，这三个骑摩托车的中，一个人就对他说，刚才这个司机他真不像一个男人。
To which the waitress replied, "Well, you know he's not much of a truck driver either. He just ran over three motorcycles out there in the parking lot."
然后这个招待就回答说，其实他也不是一个很好的司机。我刚刚看他开着车压过了三辆摩托车。
We might have to place him under the category of fool, but you and I want to make sure that as we're developing this characteristic of patience, that we are always wise in our actions and that we think before we act.
我们也许会认为这个世界好像是一个愚昧的人，但其实在我们培养我们一个耐心的品德的时候，我们一定要保证我们在我们的行动上是有智慧，而且我们在行动之前，我们要先好好的深思熟虑。
And then we need to make sure, number four, that we express our anger.
那第四条就是我们也可以来表达我们的一些怒气。
And there are certainly right ways and wrong ways for us to do this, but Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 reminds us, and it says this, If you become angry, do not let your anger lead into sin, And do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
我们知道有不同的方式来表达我们的怒气，有正确的、错误的。我们看到在以弗所书的第四章有这样说到：生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And we have probably numbers of ways that we can appropriately respond to anger, but let me just give you two of those tonight. The first one is that if we're going to appropriately express and respond to our anger, friends, we just need to get honest and we need to admit it. We need to tell someone that we're upset.
我们知道可能有不同的方式来一个正确的来表达我们心中的一些气愤或者是怒气。那今天晚上呢，我给大家提几条。第一个的话，我们在正确的对待的时候，我们就要诚实，我们要承认我们心中有这样的怒气。
If we're angry or upset with someone, we can't act like we're not. It's not really being true to ourselves. It's not being true to the other person. And the truth is, we just have to be real with each other. And it's called transparency. And that's exactly what we are called to do and to live out as believers. Is we're called to live out a transparent, authentic life.
当我们心中对他人如果有不满、有怒气的时候，我们要承认这一点。我们对我们自己是要是真实的，否则的话，我们对自己就不真实，或对我们的周围的人也不真实。我们需要一个真实的环境，这样的话，是我们所谓的要有透明度，要有真诚。我们这样。
And I'm not sure what it's like in your church, but for many churches, the church community tends to be less than transparent. And that's not really what the early church is all about. And we want to make sure that we're moving toward experiencing true biblical community. And so even if it means that it's tough for you to express anger in the context of the church or being upset, we need to do that. And so that we can be a part of the true community, transparent community of believers.
我不知道大家我们归教会是什么样子。 我发现我们在很多时候在教会当中，我们其实缺乏一个真诚，缺乏一个透明度。尽管我们知道非常的难，能够向我们周围的人来表达心中的不满，但是我们要如果要保持一个真正的一个透明的一个属灵的一个群体的话，我们就要学习如何来表达。
And then another way that we could express our anger is we just need to be creative about it. Think about some creative ways that you can express your anger.
那另外一条的话，就是在我们表达我们心中的不满或者怒气的时候，我们也可以很有创造性的来表达。
For example, go for a run or a walk or take a hike through nature if that helps you to express your anger out where you can burn off some energy or just talk to yourself without too many people thinking you're going nuts.
有时候呢，你可能可以出去做些运动，可以去爬爬山或到大自然当中去，也许会让你能够发泄心中的一些不满或者怒气。
Maybe you can write in a journal. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe you can just write down and express your thoughts of being upset or anger in a journal.
或者你可以把它写在你的日志当中。
Maybe you can take a drive and just kind of get in your car and just go somewhere and just kind of relieve some stress and some anxiety and some anger. Maybe that's how you can be creative to express that anger.
也许你可以开个车出去兜兜风，能够让你释放心中的一些不满。
A number of years ago, I wanted to be creative and I played a lot of golf when I was in a former church in Maine. And so my creative way, I probably wouldn't suggest to do this too often, but my creative name, there was a guy in the church that was bugging the daylights out of me. And, I'll stop there and you can share.
几年前当我还在缅因州的时候，那个时候呢，我也很喜欢打高尔夫球。那我也发现有一个办法可以让我来发泄我心中的一些不满或者怒气。在我们当时教会呢，有一个人真是非常的麻烦，让我真的是非常的生气。
And so I got on the golf course and I decided to write his name on the golf ball and tee him up.
所以我到了那个高尔夫球场的时候，我就把这个人的名字写在一个高尔夫球上，然后就把它放在那个地方。
I pulled out my driver and I just started to swing and I smacked that thing and there was a sweet sense of satisfaction in my soul.
然后我就拉出了一个好像是长杆一样的，就打着这个，把这个高尔夫球打得很远的地方，让我的内心中真是有一种非常好的一种满足感。
And I was able to express my anger in that moment. But the idea here is this, that we want to be creative with it. We need to admit it and be honest and be transparent. But we want to be creative with it and we need to find some way that we can express our anger in a positive manner.
所以我们说我们其实在如何地表达自己的不满或者怒气的时候，我们可以有更加的创造力。我们要诚实，我们要坦白，能够承认我们心中会有一些怒气。
And then thought number five for us tonight in how can we develop this characteristic of patience or become more patient, we need to make sure that we are retraining our thoughts.
在我们第五个可以让我们能够培养我们一个忍耐的习惯或者忍耐的这样的品质的时候，就是要我们要来重新的来训练我们的思考方式。
Romans 12:2 tells us that our mind will be renewed when we experience transformation. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们知道在罗马书的第十二章这样说到，你的心要只要心意更新而变化。
And so we need to understand that the way we think will oftentimes determine how we feel.
我们知道我们的思想决定了我们的感受。
And how we feel will determine how we act.
那我们的感受又会决定我们如何去行动。
And then our beliefs will always control our behaviors.
所以我们所相信的就会影响我们如何来行动。
And so if I'm acting angry, it's because I'm feeling angry.
所以当我们行动中看到有怒气的时候，就是因为我们感受到了怒气。
And if I'm feeling angry, it's because I'm thinking angry.
那如果我们感受到这样的愤怒的时候，就是因为我们的思想当中有怒气。
And so I have to go clear back in my thought life and to begin to retrain the way I think since my thinking then is going to control my behavior, correct?
所以既然我们的思维、我们的思想会影响我们的行为的话，所以我们就要改变我们的思维方式、思想方式。
And our minds work kind of like a tape recorder. We grow up a certain way. We are in a particular environment that may not always be healthy for us to be in. And our mind records those situations and then acts on them. And friends, we have to reprogram or retrain our thoughts in order to develop this area of patience in our lives.
我们的脑筋啊，我们的思维就好像像一个啊录音机一样。我们在什么样的环境、一些不好的环境中成长的时候，我们的脑子就会录下这样的一些环境，于是我们的行动中就会能够重现这样的一些行为。所以，如果我们要能够让我们改变我们容易发怒的这样的一个状况，我们必须要重新的改变我们的思维方式。
Then number six, we need to make sure that we're around patient people.
啊，那第六项就是我们要能够和一些有耐心的人在一起。
Listen to this verse in Proverbs 22. It says, do not, hear me, do not. I always value those, all the passages, but especially the ones that say do or do not. And this one says, do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one who is easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared.
那在箴言的第22章24到25节也说到，好生气的人不可与他结交。这里请大家注意，这里用到不可。那我对每一节圣经都很注意，但是我特别注意到圣经当中有提到你要怎么样或者你不可怎么样的圣经。这里提到说，好生气的人不可与他结交，暴怒的人不可与他来往，恐怕你效法他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
1 Corinthians 15:33 instructs us here in the same manner. It says, do not be misled. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. And it's so critical for us.
那这个格林多前书的第十五章有这样说到，你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行的。这是非常重要的一节。
And we need to remember that anger, slow anger, impatience, is contagious, and it's just a learned behavior.
大家一定要注意，我们的怒气或者是一个慢慢的一个发怒，这个是会影响周围人，是带有传染性的。
We learn how to be peaceful, or we learn how to be angry, oftentimes dependent fully on those who we spend time with.
我们不论是学习怎么样的来够一个平安的心，或者是我们学习成为一个好像缺乏耐心的人。
A number of years ago, an author in the Reader's Digest wrote about how he studied the Amish people in preparation for an article about them.
在读者文摘里面有一个作者，他曾经写了一个文章，说他去研究 Amish 的人，因为他们想写一篇关于 Amish 人的文章。
And in one of his observations at the schoolyard, he noted that none of the Amish children ever screamed or yelled, and it absolutely amazed him.
他有一个很好的观察，他发现说在阿姆什那个地方，他们的学校里面小孩子学校的学童，他们从来都不互相的吵闹，也不互相的大声的吼叫。
And so he decided to ask the principal why the Amish kids never seemed to even get angry.
那他就很好奇，他就问学校的校长，他说为什么你们这里的小孩子从来都不会生气呢？
And the principal replied with this question. He said, "Have you ever heard an Amish adult yell?"
那这个校长就回答说，那你在这里看到有一个大人生气吗？发怒吗？
And friends, we've got to understand that anger is this learned behavior, and we can unlearn it by making sure that we are spending time with patient people.
大家我们一定要注意这个缺乏耐心或者是容易发怒，这是我们后天养成的一个习惯，所以我们一定要和一些充满耐心的人在一起，这样可以帮助我们除掉这些后天养成的这些坏习惯。
And then our seventh and final thought tonight on how we can develop patience in our lives is this. We need to make sure that we are relying on Christ's help.
那今天我们要讨论的第七条也是最后一条，就是我们要有学习耐心的功课，我们就必须要依靠神基督的帮助。
Romans 15:5 says this, May God, who gives patience, steadiness, and encouragement, helping you to live in complete harmony with each other, each with the attitude of Christ toward one another. God is the one that gives us patience.
啊，我们就看到在罗马书的第十五章第五节说，但愿是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。所以我们看到我们所有的忍耐都是从神而来。
And the key for us in developing this characteristic of patience is to hold on to God and then slow down. Luke chapter 21 verse 19 says that by standing firm, you and I will gain life. We need to stand firm in this area of our lives, just to slow down, to not get angry, to not get overwhelmed and get an attitude and upset about little things in life. We just need to hold on to God and allow Him to operate in our lives.
我们要学习这个忍耐的功课的一个秘诀，就是我们需要依靠神，我们要紧紧的抓住神，我们要让神来带领我们的生活。正如在路加福音有这样的提到，路加福音的21:19说，你们要长存忍耐，就必保全灵魂，或者必得生命。我们看到要神在我们的心中做工，要神在我们的生命中掌权，我们要停下来，我们要紧紧的抓住神。
And I'll leave you with this final thought tonight. We learn patience by practicing being patient.
好，那我们今天晚上的最后一个讨论的点就是我们要学习忍耐，我们就要在我们的生命中来实践忍耐。
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we pray this evening that you would help each one of us to live a patient life.
主，我们在这里祷告，愿你带领我们在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们可以学习一个忍耐的功课，我们能够活出一个有耐心的一个生命。
And God, we pray that you would help us to live a patient life when we're at work.
主，我们恳求你能够让我们能够有一个忍耐，学习忍耐的功课，活出一个耐心的生活，不论是在工作当中。
When the doors of our homes are closed and our neighbors can't see us, help us to be patient.
或者是我们在家里的时候，即使我们的门窗关了的时候，即使是没有外人在的时候，我们要学习忍耐。
And Lord, help us to be patient in the church.
主，求你帮助我们能够更加的耐心，在教会当中有更加的耐心。
Help us, Lord, not to fret over little things.
主，求你能够让我们不会为了一点点的小事而生气而愤怒。
And God, we pray that the power of your Holy Spirit would do a transformational work in our lives in this area of patience, Lord. And may we live according to the fruit of the Spirit, which includes patience.
主，我们求你的圣灵在我们的心中动工，让我们能够学习一个忍耐的功课，让我们的生活是顺着圣灵所结的果子，一个忍耐的果子。
And Lord, we love you tonight in your name, amen.
主，我们爱你，我们奉你的名祷告，阿门。